These lectures are part of the Great Courses series. They are produced by the Teaching Company. These lectures are titled Between the Rivers, The History of Ancient Mesopotamia, Part 2, The Great City-States. Lecture 13, The Royal Cemetery at Ur.
Written sources from the early dynastic period have shifted our focus from the temple to the role of the king as the primary leader in the cities of Mesopotamia. In this lecture, we will continue to see the power of the ruler and the occasions when this strength and control were displayed, specifically at his burial. As noted in Lecture 2, one of the most spectacular and widely publicized archaeological discoveries was the cemetery at Ur, excavated in the 1920s. Ur had been known for many years because of the large ziggurat mound that dominated the site, and visitors to the region had described the site in the 17th century AD. Initial excavations began in the mid-19th century when collectors found a number of texts that they sent back to various European museums. After the First World War, Sir Leonard Woolley led a joint expedition sponsored by the British Museum and the University of Pennsylvania. He knew that the Temple of Nana was there. She was the patron deity of the city, and so he had reason to believe that further excavations there would be fruitful. Woolley cleared the ziggurat and continued to explore the Temple of Nana, including portions that had been restored and expanded by the King Nebuchadnezzar. In the sixth year of excavations, the team began to uncover a large group of graves that lay below the foundation of these later structures. And in the following year, Woolley focused his attention on these graves. Almost 2,000 graves were discovered, but a small group of about 16 burials, found in 1927 to 1929, were so spectacular that newspapers reported their excavation in detail. These royal graves, as they were quickly termed, contained lavish quantities of gold, silver, and semi-precious stones, which were striking enough, but the most surprising feature of the burials was the suggestion that they provided evidence of human sacrifice. No other known burials from Mesopotamia could prepare the excavators for this discovery. Few other archaeological discoveries were as widely publicized. Really, only King Tut's intact grave in Egypt, discovered in 1922, garnered the same attention. A lot of material exists from this cemetery, and we will first discuss a few especially significant objects found to entice you to explore the cemetery further, and then we'll move on to a more detailed view of two graves to study the context as a whole. We begin with the Standard of Ur, which is in the British Museum. The standard is a wooden box about a foot long and is covered with lapis lazuli, a creamy white shell, and red limestone. Three rows of scenes are portrayed on both sides of the standard, and there are panels on the sides that also show images that we will not discuss in much detail today. The longest side shows a battle. At the top center, a large figure, probably the ruler, faces a row of captives who are nude with their hands bound. Behind the ruler, a few of his soldiers carry spears, and behind them is a chariot being led by donkeys that would have carried the ruler into battle. The second row shows soldiers. Some are killing or holding enemies. So this is our closest image of a battle scene. And in the bottom row, we see chariots driving over the bodies of the enemies to give a very vivid example of what battle was like.